Bank stocks rose today, but the markets ended mixed. It's the Business News Hour, Election Day Eve here in the United States. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Amazon to build their new HQ2 in two cities? We'll tell you what we know. Fresh-faced teens are being replaced with more, well, shall we say, seasoned workers at fast food and casual dining restaurants at a rapid clip, and we'll share why. Google is going to war with shady websites. Could a mall in Des Moines, Iowa be turning into housing? And we'll check out the full market report on the day before America votes. Those stories, a conversation about business with Jolene Goodman from the Iowa Business Journals, and Laura Kennard is back to talk about business education and networking events in the Des Moines, Iowa metro. Stay with us. That business news, that is coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
And welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Monday afternoon. Grateful that you've clicked through. Want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, according to a person familiar with the details, Amazon plans to split its second headquarters evenly between two locations rather than picking one city for HQ2. The surprise decision will spread the impact of a massive new office across two communities, and maybe that's smart. According to the story being told, the driving force behind the decision to build two equal offices, in addition to the company's headquarters in Seattle, is recruiting enough tech talent. The move will also ease potential issues with housing, transit, and other areas where adding tens of thousands of workers could cause some troubles. Amazon is staying quiet about what cities are in the running. However, the Wall Street Journal yesterday reported that Amazon was in late-stage discussions with Crystal City in Virginia, Dallas, and New York City. Stay tuned. Speaking of Amazon, can you buy a couple of sheets of plywood there? I don't know. Why we ask is that Lowe's is closing 51 of what they are calling underperforming stores in the United States and Canada. Lowe's is shuttering 20 stores in the U.S. and 31 in Canada. The company said that a majority of the shuttered stores are already within 10 miles of another Lowe's location. The stores will be closed before February 1st of next year. The company will try to find jobs at nearby stores for its employees affected by the closings. Lowe's is struggling to keep up with its larger rival, Home Depot. CEO Marvin Ellison, who joined the company in May, has already made some big strategic decisions, including closing all of its Orchard Supply hardware stores and even slashing inventory at its Lowe's stores. The company will cut its sales and profit forecast for the year. Its next earnings report is on November 20. Be watching for that. Well, senior citizens are taking the place of younger workers. They're showing up at casual dining chains like Bob Evans and fast food operators like McDonald's, which says it plans to make senior citizens a hiring focus in the coming year. Restaurants are recruiting all over the map, and yes, they're even placing want ads on the website for AARP. Recruiters say older workers have soft skills, a friendly demeanor, punctuality, and that their younger cohorts sometimes, well, they sometimes lack those things. Two powerful trends are at work. a labor shortage amid the tightest job market in almost five decades, and the propensity for longer living Americans to keep working, even if it's part-time, to supplement often meager retirement savings. Between 2014 and 2024, the number of working Americans aged 65 to 74 is expected to grow at 4.5%, while those aged 16 to 24 is expected to shrink 1.4%. In addition, HR professionals say that older people are also a good deal financially. Well, why? Because they're not always looking to move up and earn more. And AARP, this is an interesting story. They've become a variable recruiting hub for the industry. In June, American Blue Ribbon Holdings, which owns several casual dining restaurants, paid $3,500 to list hourly and management jobs on the nonprofit's website and hired five people for its Baker's Square and Village Inn dining brands. Bob Evans, a 500-plus store sit-down chain that serves mostly a lot of pot roast, biscuits, and other homey fare, also recently advertised with AARP. How about that? Yeah. You know, I have noticed this. If you go into some of the stores, some of the fast food or casual dining, lots of older people are working those stores. Interesting, huh? Google is stepping up its fight against websites that uses shady pop-ups and redirects to ensnare web users. As of December, Chrome will block all ads on what they are calling the, quote, small number, end quote, of sites that consistently use tactics like producing fake system errors or trying to steer you to unwanted sites. But it won't yank ads right away. However, when Google determines that something's rotten, there won't be much time. After Google flags issues in an abusive experiences report, site owners will have 30 days to mend their ways. You know, shopping malls once were destination locations, and they are emptying at a rapid clip. Or they are being repurposed, and it looks like that might be an option for one in Des Moines, Iowa. There, the Des Moines Register is reporting that local officials are considering building apartments at Merle Hay Mall, one of the older malls in that metro. It's an effort to provide affordable housing for the mall's employees, attract new shoppers to the retail center, and address the area's goal of bringing more multifamily housing options to the city. The proposal follows a nationwide trend as mall owners look for ways to repurpose vacant space or take advantage of empty parking lots once reserved for retail development. Well, stocks ended mixed as Berkshire Hathaway boosted the broader financial sector and as a sharp decline in Apple dented tech shares. The Dow gained 190 points while S&P 500 gained 0.5%. Berkshire Hathaway's Class B shares climbed after the company reported better-than-expected earnings over the weekend. Financials then rose with Citigroup, Bank of America, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The Dow also climbed as Chevron led the energy sector higher. Chevron rose after Credit Suisse upgraded it to outperform from neutral, noting that the company has a compelling free cash flow and valuation. But it was the NASDAQ that fell by nearly 0.4% as Apple and Amazon both fell. Apple shares declined after Rosenblatt Securities downgraded Apple amid expectations of lower iPhone sales. Shares of chipmaker Qorvo, that's a key Apple supplier, fell by 6.8% today. Amazon stock pulled back after President Donald Trump said the administration was looking into antitrust violations committed by the e-commerce giant. Along with investors eyeing the election tomorrow, they're also grappling with uncertainty on the trade front. Stocks were hit with a wild bout of volatility during Friday's trading session amid conflicting comments and reports on global trade. At the bell, the Dow gained those 190 points to close at 25,461. The NASDAQ fell by 28 points or 0.3 to 73,28, and the S&P 500 gained 0.5% or 15 points to close at 27,38. When we come back, a conversation about small business with Jolene Goodman from the Iowa Business Journal. Stay with us. More to come on the Business News Hour.